Okay, we're going to start at the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Bet, the last line, Vashemin Shelahem. There's Gzer about Shemin. Gemara's discussed all the Yayin and Pat and wants to discuss the Shemin now. So Shemin, Rav Amar Daniel Gazar Alav. The Shemin, the Gzerah, was actually instituted by Daniel, which we'll see here in the Gemara coming up where he thinks that happened. And Shmuel Amar is Lifatan Shel Kelim Tmeim Osratan. They were worried about the Plita from the Kelim Tmeim that will make the Shemin Tamei, that absorbs from these Kelim Tmeim something that is Tamei, it'll make it Tamei. So, Ate Kuliyama Ochlei Ta'arot Ninu. What do I mean? They're worried about Tamei. Tamei, Tum'ah, and Ta'ara are issues for people who are Ochlei Ta'arot, people who keep Ta'ara and Tum'ah. So that's what we're worried about. Goes a Shemin on everybody because of this issue of Ochlei Ta'arot. Ela, Sifatan, Shekelim, Asurim, Osratan. That they're worried about the plita from Kelim that have Isser inside of it, and that Isser then is absorbed by the Shemin, and we're worried about the Shemin. I'm assuming that that's what he meant when it was Zlivtenshel Kelim Tmeim. The word Tamei can be used in different forms. I mean, Tamei can be Tamei versus Tahor. Tamei also can be referring to something that is Asur. I mean, that Isser is also Tamei. So that's probably where the reference is. Maybe that was what it meant. So Amar Lei Shmuel the Rav, Bishlam Adidi, according to me, Damin and Zlifatan Shel Kelim Asurin Osrotan, that I'm talking about here, that they're worried about the fact that these Shemin absorbs from the Kelim. Hainu Dechi Alta Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marto, V'Amar Dorish Rabbi Simlai Ben Itzivin, the Rabbi Shimon Simlai was Dorish and Itzivin, Shemin, Rabbi Yehudo, Beit Dino, Nimnu Alav Beit Tirua. They undermined or they reversed this Gzeirah. Why? Kasavar no tintam defkam mutar. The problem here is we're dealing with things that are not ben yomo, and when it's not ben yomo, it's no tintam defkam. Tintam defkam is mutar. So therefore, they were reversed the original gzeiran. Eladidach damar Daniel gazar alav. But if you think that Daniel was the one who instituted the gzeira, Daniel gazar va'ata Rabbi Yehuda nasim va'atale. How could it be that Daniel puts a gzeira in place and Rabbi Yehuda nasi comes and undermines it? Ratzman in Beitin Yochol Batel Divrei Beitin Chaveru Alamkein Gadol Emenu Bochochma Minyan. But you can't undermine a new Beitin, can't come and reverse the position of a previous Beitin unless it's Gadol Emenu Bochochma Minyan, which is almost impossible, especially when you're dealing with Daniel versus Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Now it's important to note over here when we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi over here. Our Mishnah also mentions that it was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the Beit Dino. We're the ones who reversed the Shemin. Tosfos points out over here, he actually mentioned it a little bit earlier in the Gemara, we read that Tosfos as well, that the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that we're talking about in the Mishnah over here is not Rebbe. It's not Rabbeinu HaKadosh who was the Messiah of our Mishnah, but rather his grandson. Right. Ah, so it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but in the Mishnah he's called Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So which is it? So Tosfos over here says that what they did was, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was his grandson, when they were reversed the Gzeira, and they appended it to the Mishnah of Rabbi. When they entered him into the Mishnah, they changed it to Nasi, because the Amoraim called him Nasi'ah, I mean that's the proper term for an Amora, but for a Tana he would have been called Nasi. So they changed it, even though he was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi'ah, they changed it to read Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in the Mishnah, to fit in with the Lashona Mishnah. So they said they appended it onto the Mishnah. After they reversed the Gzeira, they added that piece in, and they called him Yehuda Nasi in the Mishnah. But it really is, as you gentlemen said, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi'a, the Amora, is the one who actually did this and was the one who reversed the Gzeira Hashemin. So Rav responds to Shmuel, Amalei Simlai Loda. You're talking about Rabbi Simlai from Lod, right? Kamart? Shiny Lodai, Demizalzale, over there. They don't treat their abundance properly over there. They just knock Rabbanon's off. So Amalei, Eshlechle? So Shmuel says back to Rav, you want me to send over to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and see if they really did reverse the Gzeira? Ichsev, he was embarrassed, because he knew that they had done it. He was just trying to give an excuse why it was. So Amarav, Imhem lo dashu, Anan lo dashina, just because they weren't Doresh the Pasuk, or where they got this from, we shouldn't do it? I'll explain it to you. Aktiv. Tizba Daniel, Vayasim Daniel Alibo, Asher lo itga'al bepat bad amelech, ubiyein mishtav. So this is when Daniel was called to work in the palace of the king. So Daniel over there says, I'm not going to be defile myself, I'm not going to partake of the food of the king. And I will not take of the drink of the king. He was afraid of right, interacting with his peers, and by interacting, if he ate with them and he broke bread with them, that would cause him to be drawn towards them. So there it says, "V'yein mishtav, b'shtei mishtaot ha-katuv mitaber." It's talking about two different types of drinks. Echad mishtayayin, v'echad mishtashemen. Right, one is the wine, and one is the shemen. Rav Savar Alibo, because over there it says, V'yasim Daniel Alibo. So some, Udacho Alibo, some, Udacho Yisrael Hora. He thought about it, and then he gave a psak for all of Klal Yisrael. He made the psak widely known, or widely for all of Klal Yisrael, not just for himself. Shmuel Savar Alibo, some, Udacho Yisrael Hora. It was for him personally. He was involved in the king's palace, so it was something personal. It was an extra precaution that he took, because he was in the king's palace. Where it says, V'shemen Daniel Gazar. V'shemen really from the time of Daniel. V'amar Bali, here the Gerson might be just Amar Avime. No ta'am ishmei derav, pitan, ushmanam, v'yeinan, ubnotem, kulon, mishmana sa devarhim. They're all part of the 18 things that were nigzar yaday, right, tamidei shemai v'hilel. So how could you claim that that's from the time of Daniel? We're talking about the 18 items where mentioned in the Gemara and Shabbos, where the Beit Shammai or the Talmidei Shammai outnumbered the Talmidei Beit Hillel, and on that day they were gozer these 18 things. So here they claim that these are part of the 18 items that were nigzar. But that means that they were nigzar in the time of Hillel and Shammai, or Talmidei Hillel and Shammai, not in the time of Daniel.
Is it a question?
Yeah, so Tosfos says it is. Very good. Tosfos says that it's a question not only on Rav, but here it's going to be a problem for Shmuel as well. So if you're going to say that it's already an exera from the time of Shammai and Hillel, then when you have reviewed the Nasi undermining it, how does he have the power to undermine that was put into place in Shammai and Hillel's time? That Daniel Gazar velokibel, that Daniel was the original one to put in the exera, and they did not accept it. That they did accept it. In Cain, my hasudei derav, then what's Rav talking about the psukim in Daniel? Daniel that they were goes there only in the city and not in the fields. We saw that yesterday with the Amar Luhu Rava Vitam Rav Nachmetzach Lotishto Bade Daibo Dukar Chalachma Daramai, right? That he was talking about they were eating Patakum. Patakum was only Nigzar Be'ir and not in the Besadeh. It was only a problem in the city where it was Bekviut. And we were worried about breaking bread with them on a regular basis, out in the field, meaning that when you were traveling, they didn't worry about padakum, because that wasn't something that would become a regular occurrence. It's a regular occurrence. So to over here, Daniel originally only was gozer on shemen ba'ir, but not shemen basadeh. And Hillel come along and say, add on top of that, that it was also in the sadeh. So here, this is where it becomes a problem for Shmuel as well. Is once you establish that Hillel and Shammai or the Talmidei Hillel and Shammai are the ones who go there, how does Rabbi Yehuda Nasi or Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya have the power to undermine such a gzeirah? V'atznan ein Beit Din yocholu batel divrei Beit Din chavero imken gadol amenu b'chokhma minyan v'od hama rabba barbachan hama rabbi yochanan b'chol yocholu batel Beit Din divrei Beit Din chavero chutz mishmona sadavar. That when it comes to undermining previous gzeirot, any Beit Din can do that except when it comes to these 18 items. Shafil yavo Eliyahu Beit Dino ein shomim lo. Even Eliyahu and his Beit Din come, we do not undermine them. And the 18 items are something that is in place and you can't remove. What's the reason that the 18 items cannot be reversed? It's because they were well accepted already. These Yisurim were accepted by Klal Yisrael. They're well and widely accepted. And therefore, you can reverse them. Shemen, lo pashat Yisrael, barob Yisrael. Shemen, on the other hand, even if it was one of the 18 items, it did not work. It was not well accepted amongst Klal Yisrael. So Tosfos claims over here that you actually need both items. That the time over here is that it was not poshet, and ein rov atzibur yacholim lamod bo, which we're going to see in a second. That they had two issues here. The two reasons that they're allowed to take away the shemen is, number one, it wasn't pashat Yisrael barob Klal Yisrael. That it was never accepted, well accepted. And number two was that it was a davar she'ein tzibur yacholim lamod bo. So you put those two together, that's why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came along and undermined it. Alright, so Tosfos discusses over here why it wouldn't have been enough, because it was part of the 18 davar. So since it's one of the 18 davar, it wasn't enough that it's gzeir she'ena astuber yecholim lamod. Well, you needed both the item that it wasn't nitpashet b'chol klal Yisrael. So it says, because you have that special status of the 18 davar, you have to have this, that point that it was not accepted widely. Since it wasn't accepted widely, then when you have the idea that in atzibur yecholim lamod bo, that's what extended it. Right, so now the Gemara says, "Damar Rabbi Shmuel bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan Yeshvu Rabbeinu Badku al Shemen Shlo Pasad Yisro Barov Yisro." They said they checked it out and they see that it was not well accepted. Samchu Rabbeinu Divrei Rabbi Shimon Kolniyo Badivrei Rabbi Lazar Batzadok Sheomrim En Gozrim Gzeral Tzibor Alam Kain Rabbi Tzibor Yechulim Lamod Ba. So you have both of those items. Number one, it wasn't well accepted. Number two, it was that you can't be Gozer Gzera that the Tzibor cannot uphold, cannot take. Now, how different those are, that's a good question, meaning that the reason it's not nitpashet may be because ein rov atzibur yecholim lamod bo. But it may be the other way around. Sometimes it could be up front, it was not well accepted, and then later on it became a gzeira that ein atzibur yecholim lamod bo. So that's a question about, you know, which came first. If it's atzibur yecholim lamod bo, then certainly it would not be nitpashet b'chol Yisrael. But the other way around might be that it wasn't well accepted, and later on it became a fact that it was also difficult for them to keep. Zamer of Adabar Ava, Micro. What's the pasuk that teaches you can only make a zerah on something where the tzibur yecholim lamod bo? Because it says in Malachi, in Perek Gimel Malachi, which is the aftor of Shabbat Gadol, it says, "Bimeira atem ne'arim, you are bound by a curse, voti atem kovim, and you're still stealing from me, agoy kulo, the entire nation is stealing from me." And that Hashem says, you are bound by a curse, and yet you're still stealing, you're still violating that curse. Ze'ika goy kulo, it says only, but here, the entire nation, in, ilolo, it's only when the entire nation's involved is it an issue. If the entire nation's not involved, then it's not an issue. So that's the idea that it has to be a zeirosh, a rov atzibur yecholim lamod bo. And that's what Tosfos says over here, perish, enu chala kashar gzeirot, and if zeira is enu atzibur yecholim lamod bo, it's not chal like other gzeirot, v'yecholah lipatel ap beitin katan. Even a younger or lower beis din is allowed to undermine that. It doesn't dissipate automatically. It's not automatically that the gzeira does not exist. It's rather the gzeira takes hold, but it's able to be undermined by beitin that is of a lesser stature. That's what's important here. It's not automatically removed, or automatically it's not there. It just has a wider ability to be removed by beitinim that are not as of higher stature. So now the Gemara says, Gufa. Amar Bali, or again, Avime Amar, Nota, Mishmedva, Pitan, Ushmanam, Vienan, Ubnotem, Kulan, Mishmanasar, Devarhein. So now the Gemara says, Binotem, Mahi, what's the Gzera about Binot? Amrav Nachum Ayitza, Gazruel Binotem, Nidot, Miasirot, Miarisultan. The Gzera on their daughters was that they should have a classification of Nida from the time they were in the crib. Ugneva, Mishmei, Derav, Amar, Kulan Mishmei Mishum Avodah Kochavim. That's all an issue of Avodah Zarah, that we're worried about being drawn into Avodah Zarah. Gazru Vachem. Chiyat Ravach Abraham Mitzvah Gazru Al Pitan Mishum Shmanam. He says, wait a minute. My Omei the Shemen Mipat. What's the difference between Shemen and Pat? Shemen and Pat are both items that you use in a meal. Why do you have to be Gozer Al Pitan Mishum Shamnam? Doesn't make sense. Ela Al Pitan Ushmanam Mishum Nienam. You know. So the Gzeira, Pito, and Shemen come together. They're a single unit. And they are done because of Yayin. We're afraid if you break bread with them, if you eat meals together with them, then you also come to drink with them. And what's the problem with drinking with them? Valyeina, Mishum Benoteim. Because if you have there, you drink with them, then you're going to end up marrying their daughters. Val Benoteim, Mishum Davar Acher. If you marry their daughters, then we worry about a Vodazara. And that's something independent. The Gemara will discuss in a second. What is this davar acher mishum davar acher? So now the Gemara is going to test all these zerot. Bino tehem deoraita hi. Marrying their daughters in Isur deoraita. What are you worried about in Isur derabonah mishum avodah zarah? It says dichtiv lo titchatein bam. You're not allowed to marry them. Now the Gemara, Tosfos points out over here that the Gemara cannot be talking about that pasuk lo titchatein bam. Because we know from the Gemara, we saw this in Sanhedrin, that lo titchatein bam is after they were nitgayer. That's even after they were nitgayer, you're not going to marry them. Of the Shiva Amamim, even after nitgayer, be giutan, even after they convert, you're not allowed to marry them. So that's not. So Tosu says here, the Gemara is quoting the beginning of the pasuk, but it's really referencing the back half of the pasuk, which is uvitolo tikach levincha, right? That you shouldn't take his bat for your son because he will, she will draw him after the avodah zarah, and also those children are non-Jewish children now. So the Gemara says deoraita zainu mot. When it comes to mina Torah, that's only referencing to the seven umot of Ashar of Dechovim. Lo. Va'atu inu, because there are few Ashar of Dechovim. And they came along and said, even with other of Dechovim, there's a problem. Because he's that part of the puzzle where it's going to take your son away from me. There are both called Amisirot. Any woman who draws you towards Avodah Zarah is problematic. That would mean any Obed Avodah Zarah. So, Ma'ika the Meimar. Ella De'oraita. When it comes to De'oraita, Ishut Derech Adnut, it was only a problem through marriage. Vatu Idim Gazura Velu Derech Znut. But even when it wasn't for marriage, it was a problem. It says, Znut, Beitino Shel Shame Gazru. When it comes to Znut, that's already a Gzera Atika. That already came from the Beitin of Shame. By Tamar, he says, here she is, she was waiting for Yibum, she was a quasi ishit ish, and she had znus. And yet Yehuda says the punishment is tisareif, that she should put to death. Ella do right to Ovid Kovim Abal Bat Israel. Mina Torah, the only problem is a non-Jew who marries a Bat Israel or has znut with a Bat Israel. The Moshcha Batrei. Because she's going to be drawn after Aval Israel Abalovit Kochavim. And then a Jew who is with an Obed Kochavim, no, that's not a problem. Batuinu Gazur Afil Israel Abalovit Kochavim. So there it goes there, even on a Jew that went, was having znus with an Obed Kochavim. No, it's here, it's about Tamar. Tamar's one who's put to death. There the child was with Tamar, not with him. So now the Gemara says, Israel Abalovit Kochavim, Malach the Moshe Misinai. What are you talking about? A Jew with an Avodah Kochavim, that's a Lachah Mishnah Sinai. Why? We have the Parsha of Pinchos. Damar Mar, Aboel Aramit, Kanayim Pogimbo. Right? Someone who has Bia with an Aramit, Kanayim Pogimbo. That's why Pinchos went ahead and killed Zimri ben Salub in Kazbi Batsuot. That's exactly from this. A Lachah Moshe Mishnah. Ella, Del Right to Bifarhesia. Meaning Torah, it's only when it's in a public eye. It's done publicly. Like the case by Pinchas and Zimri ben Salu. But inu gazura filu bitzina. That even if it's done in private, there it's also nisur. Bitzina, nami beitin jo shel chashmonai gazru. It's in private. That was already gzeira from the time of the chashmonaim. Tchiyat rav dimi amar beitin shel chashmonai gazru Yisrael abala vedat kochavim chayav. Mishum nashga. Kiyat rav amar mishum nashgaz. Alright, so we had this Gemara before, not gonna, in Sanhedrin, not gonna go so deeply into it, but just that Yisrael, who has a bia with an Obed Kochavim, is Chayav Mishum Nashkaz. Nashkaz is, over here, Nida, Shivcha, Avodat Gililim, meaning Goya, and Aleph, according to one who says that it's Aleph is Eshet Ish, and the one who says Zayin means Zona. There's a question of whether they have Ishut or not. Do they really have a status of Ishut? They're not having Ishut. But that they were gozer on someone who has Bia with Obed Kochavim that is in violation of all these items of Nashgar and Nashgaz. So you see there's already a problem of Znut with an Obed Kochavim all the way back in the time of the Chashmonaim. But it says, Ki gazru beit dino shel Chashmonaim, Bia. Aval Yichudo. They only dealt with Bia, but not with Yichud. Vateinu gazru afilu bi Yichud. It says, Yichud nami beit dino shel David gazru. You want to talk about Yichud? Yichud's already Gzeira from the time of Beit Din of David. Damar of Yudah Ba'otosha'ah. Ba'otosha'ah is in the case by Amnon and Tamar. The case of Amnon and Tamar where the problem arose because Tamar was alone with Amnon in the room. So there, Gazrul Yichud. So there they already goes in Yichud. Amrei Ahatam Yichud Bat Yisrael. That was Yichud when it had to do with the Jewish woman. But Yichud Ovadat Kochavim, Tamir Yichud of a non-Jewish woman, no. But Inu Gazrul Afila Yichud Ovadat Kochavim. Somebody says, wait a minute, Yichud Bat Yisrael Doraito Yeh. Yichud with a Jewish woman is a din doraito. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak. Which is this, the fact that the Gemara calls it Yichud is doraito, and then listen to the proof. Remez, the Yichud min haTorah minayim. Where is there a hint to Yichud from haTorah minayim? So if you were really talking about a din doraito, why would you say the word remez? Right? So you would say remez, you would say Yichud min haTorah minayim. But here the Gemara says it's Yichud min doraito, and then it brings it as a remez. Shenemar ki yisitcha achicha ben yimecha. And so here it's talking about the mesit In Sefer Devarim, where someone comes to convince you to worship Avodah Zarah, so this Mesit, a person who's going to convince you to worship Avodah Zarah, says, Ki sicha achicha ben imecha. Says, V'chi ben ein Mesit ben av einu Mesit. Is it only you're the brother, right, through a mother, and not a brother through a father that is Mesit? So, Ela ben mityachedi mimo, it's coming to teach you a different din. That a ben is allowed to mityachedi mimo, and acher mityachedi mkol arayot shibitarah. The son is allowed to have yichud with his mother, but no other of the arayot. Why says yichud d'orayt d'eishadish?
Right,
or at least it has a remez, or it's a smachta midoraita. Yichud doraita deishidish. That when yichud doraita, that's only talking about married women. Va'ata David, because
that's just a smachta, because it's not a smachta to say that yichud is also it's giving us a
heter
in one particular case.
Right. I mean, it depends how you dash it. It's not the pasuk shot in the pasuk, so that's why you would call it a smachta. I agree, but it says, the problem is that it uses the word remes, which is a strange term. If you want to say yichud d'oraita, you just put meyinayim. The fact that it uses the term remes, it turns out to be a machlokas harishonim about yichud, whether yichud d'oraita or not d'oraita, is a machlokas harishonim. Whether yichud classifies it as a din d'oraita, or is yichud only a din d'rabbanan, and it's an asmachta ba'alma. It depends on the different Rishonim. It's unclear. The Rambam seems a little unclear. Other Rishonim seem are clear, take positions on whether it's their Rabbanan Doraita. So now the Gemara says, Yichud Doraita Deishirish. That's only by married women. But David Gazar Afila Yichud De Pnuya. So he was Gozer on Yichud of Pnuya because that was the case. But I'm known at Tamar. Tamar wasn't married. So that's where he was Gozer on Pnuya. But Tamiri Beit Shamayu Beit Elo Gazar Afila Yichud of Chochavim. And then they added in Yichud of Chochavim. That's the Shoshalet Alacha that came about over here. So we had a number of, we had all these dinim that came about here, which is that if number one is marriage, right, the problem of marriage and znut by Ovedet Kuchavim, marriage is already a problem from Mina Torah, which is Lotit Chateim Bam, even though we saw there that may be referring to even after their Nitkayeret, but Nitkayer, but here we're talking a case even beforehand because it says Ki Sitcha. Anybody who draws you out, anybody who is kiyasirat bin chamei, they will take you away. And then we said that was only in the zayinumot. Long came Rabbi Shimon Yochai and says it applies even to other goyim, kol ha-misirot. So, but that was only derech ishut. We said derech hanut was a problem. But when it came to derech znut, that wasn't min ha-Torah. So now znut, we said what came from Beit Din of Shame and the Halacha Misinai. We had by Halacha Moshe Misinai was by Kanim Pogimbo. It was just a Jewish person with a non-Jewish woman. So there was already Kanim Pogimbo. So that's already Halacha Moshe Misinai, Boel Aramit. Because of the Beit Din Shel Chashmonaim, which is Boel Aramit, we said there that was only before Hesia was it a problem, and then they were Gozer also on Beit Sina. That was Beit Din Shel Chashmonaim. So now you have to move on to Yichud. That was the problem of Yichud. So then we had the Gzerot of Yichud, and we saw the Gzerot of Yichud. One is Yichud Doraita is by Yishut. Yichud of Pnuya was David HaMelech. And Yichud of Obedet Kochavim was the Tamidi Beit Hishamai U Beit Hillel. So there's the Shoshalot of Yisurim expanding Yisurim that involved Aramit and involved Yichud. Right now the Gemara says, Mai al Davar Acher Mishum Davar Acher. What is Davar Acher Mishum Davar Acher that was mentioned above? So that Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Gozer al Tinok Oved Kochavim Shitamei B'ziva V'shelo Yeh Tinok Yisrael Ragil Etzlo B'mishkav Zachar. So this Davar Acher Mishum Davar Acher is that they were Gozer on a Tinok. This is a male child Oved Kochavim Shitamei B'ziva that he has a din like a Zav V'shelo Yeh Tinok Yisrael Ragil Etzlo B'mishkav Zachar. So he shouldn't be subject to Mishkav Zachar by having this little Jewish friend play with him.
What is Ragil Etzlo? Seems that
no, he would play with him on a regular basis, and because of that, it would lead to Mishkav Zachar, because the Ovedet Kochavim practice Mishkav Zachar, and therefore he would be subjected to the Mishkav Zachar of his friend. No, it sounds like the boy itself, the baby itself. Yeah. Oh, that's the question. That's the next question in the Gemara. Damar Reb Zer Tzar Gadol Ayili Yitzel Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Asi Yitzel Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Yitzel Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Rabbi Yana Yitzel Rabbi Notan Ben Amram, Rabbi Notan Amram Yitzel Rabbi. Tino Kovei Chachavim Emetai Metamei B'ziva. Exactly your question. When does he become Tamei B'ziva? Varmali Ben Yomo. Says from the day he's born. Right? From the day he's born already he's Metamei B'ziva. Ukshibati Yitzel Reb Chia, when I came to Reb Chia, Varmali Ben Tet Shanim V'yom Echad. It's only from 9 years old and one day, because that's the time where he becomes Roy the Biyah. Which is exactly your question, David. That's the answer. After I heard that from Rabbi Chiya, I came back and told Rabbi, ignore what I said before, and be ochez with Debe Rabbi Chiya, which is very interesting, because Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshia were Talmidim of Rabbi. So where did Rabbi Chiya get this, that he didn't get it from Rabbi? Yet he's saying it's 9 days, and Rabbi's reversing his position to be like his Talmud, Rabbi Chiya, which is very interesting. In general, it's very interesting. Over here, we see that all of these people, they were tzdayer. Over here means they couldn't figure it out. They kept asking Rabbi what the din was, and Rabbi didn't know the din. Then he finally said, all right, Ben Yomo. And then when he finally said that, it ended up being wrong. It wasn't Ben Yomo. It should be 9 years in one day.
Because
that point where it becomes Roy the Bia, that is the reason for the old Gzeira. The old Gzeira is because of Mishkov Zachar, so you're only going to die about someone who's Roy the Bia. So therefore, they wouldn't go there until he was Roy the Bia. Amar Avino, Yoka Chati Noket, Ovel Kachavim, Bat Gimel Shanim, Biyamachar, Ovel Roy the Bia, Metamai Nebbi Biziva. There's also Gzeira by Ovel Kachavim, women. Oh, but what a kohen that they're mitame miziva, because truthfully they're nida. There's only a din of nida and tumat nida when it comes to a Jewish woman, because her dam has the status of tumat dam of nida. Dam nida of a vedek kochavim has no impact in terms of tumat and tara, in terms of isur. So the kochavim would go there that she should have a status of a ziva. But when would they go there that she has a status of a ziva? That's from 3 years and 1 day old. Again, because then she is ru'uya l'biyak. That was what the whole problem was. They wanted to be gozer. Why says pshita? That's obvious. Of course, why else? If it's the same gzera, then it makes sense. If you say nine years and 1 day by a boy, you should say 3 years and 1 day by the girl. So ma'adutayim ahay yodol argulei halo yadol argulei. Well, it depends. A nine-year-old has the ability to seduce or be, you know, trick and be feisty or deceitful and create a situation in which he can perform Mishkov Zachar. That's not true of a little three-year-old girl. She's not going to be seductive. That we say that the Gzera is even by Bia, even though she's not our Gule. That from the time that she's Ru'uya the Bia, that's the time that the Gzera Bia already comes on. And that's the same as the boy, which is 9 years and 1 day old. Okay, we'll stop over here.